Normally, at this part of the show, we do stupid criminals, right?
Normally, they've all smartened up today.
Well, I've got stupid criminals, but I found some other things that I, just to be perfectly honest with you, I'd rather talk about than stupid criminals.
Cool.
Let's rail against Mickey D's for just a moment. I know that they have experts that come up with these grand ideas of how they should market things and what they should do, but this one I'm a little annoyed at. All right, McDonald's apparently is very quietly now testing a new version of their dollar menu. The dollar menu is a big deal as the economy, when the economy is bad, McDonald's and other places like this make a ton of money off their dollar menu.
They're also having trouble holding the line at a dollar.
At a dollar.
And so, many of their franchisees are angry about the dollar menu because they say some of the items are loss leaders or they make very little money on that.
Well, they're going to change it from the dollar menu to dollar menu and more. It'll feature things that cost up to $5, like the 20-piece McNuggets. They believe the higher prices on the not-quite-dollar menu will not turn people off, but will lead to better sales.
Well, considering,
and they want to take this nationwide before the end of the year.
Considering that some of the main sandwiches, if you get the total meal deal, are up to $7, $8, $9 at this point, considering that in many cases you need to use a credit card when you go to McDonald's, maybe they have something there.
Wendy's has already done something similar. They took their 99-cent menu down earlier this year, renamed it the Right Price, Right Size menu. A lot of the things on there cost up to $2. So I think this is a sign that maybe the economy is improving. McDonald's feels that they can fleece us now on the dollar menu by charging us up to $5 for the things that are on there.
Hmm.
All right. The other thing I thought was interesting, just miscellaneous stuff that I found as we were getting ready for today's show. There's a lot of things that you take for granted that people can do, but that they can't do. Like, for example, my kid just learned how to blow bubbles with bubble gum, and she's very happy about it.
Ah.
Now, that means that we're going to be pulling bubble gum out of hair for a long time or off the furniture, or, you know, that kind of thing.
She'll get in trouble in class when she's chewing gum and blowing bubbles.
We don't want no gum in class. She knows better than that. But here are some things that people, there are a surprising number of things, easy things that people cannot do. Number one, blow bubbles with bubble gum. Who here, can everybody blow a bubble with bubble gum?
Yes.
All right. Can you blow the double bubble where it's the bubble inside the bubble?
No.
I used to be able to.
I don't even know what that is. What is?
You blow the bubble so big, and then you blow another bubble inside the bubble.
No.
That shows that you've spent way too much time.
Or have a very talented tongue.
Well. Anyway. Snap your fingers. Everybody snap your fingers?
Yeah. Sure. Yes.
My fingers are a little soft right now, so I'm not getting a good snap, but yeah. Yeah. There we go. Snap your fingers. All right, everybody can do that. A lot of people can't. Wink. Everybody can wink. Both eyes?
Yeah.
No, I can't blink. I can't wink with the left eye.
You cannot wink with your left eye.
No.
Try. Yeah.
I can't.
That's hilarious. That's a prime example. You think winking, everybody can wink, but there are a lot of people.
It's interesting because, you know, when I shoot, normally I do everything right-handed.
You shoot left-handed?
I have to shoot left-handed because I can't close my left eye.
You can't close it at all?
No, not alone.
Not by itself.
No. So I have to shoot left-handed because I can only close my
there
right
it is.
Eye.
Can you roll your R's when you're saying a Scottish or Hispanic name?
I cannot. Rrr.
Yeah, rrr. Sure.
I can't do that, no.
You can't roll your R's.
Raphael, no, I can't do it.
Don't throw up.
That's what
we're doing. Wow, so what you're saying is you can't wink, you don't have a talented tongue.
I guess not. I'm out of luck.
It's a good thing you're married. Can you curl your tongue?
Yes, I can.
Roll it into a...
I can do that.
Can you rotate your tongue?
You have a lot of tongue questions today.
I'm just
saying. Can you tie a knot in a cherry stem with your tongue?
No, I cannot, but I actually know somebody who can.
Well, I'm sure. Of course you do.
I've seen a girl who could do that, and my, all the boys were interested in that.
All right. What about whistling?
Yes.
All right. Now, there's whistling, and then there's really serious whistling. You know where you...
Like the guy who does the Andy Griffith theme song.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean where you can whistle, like call a cab in New York City.
Loudly, and call your dog or something.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do that. My mom could whistle like that, put her fingers in her mouth and whistle, and would pierce your eardrums.
I don't whistle with putting my fingers
in my can't mouth. Do it either, and I'm upset. I really want to do that. All right, can you shuffle cards?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. A lot of people can do this. Now, I know this one. I can't do this. Can you touch your toes without bending your knees?
Not anymore. I used to be able to do that, but not anymore.
Even in my younger, thinner days, I don't think I was built that way. I think legs are too long, arms are too short, whatever.
Let me tell you something. I don't even know if I have toes. I haven't seen them in so long.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You're sad about it.
Goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Look at the news.
With a quick look at the news. From the world of entertainment, Vanilla Ice is going to be doing a live reality show where he's living in an Amish village. I can't wait to see him in this environment, you know, one where there's no ways to make music. I love this movie. Jack Nicholson is supposedly retiring from acting due to memory loss. Sources say it's getting so bad that he can barely remember the name of the 20-year-old he's currently dating.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Stefani is pregnant.
Again.
Gwen didn't announce it right away. She wanted to be sure that there was no doubt.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Justin Bieber says his life is in God's hands. Except for his singing career, which obviously remains firmly in the grasp of Satan. Snooki is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. It's her first reality competition show since winning last season's So You Think You Can Destroy Your Liver. Jason Priestley is going to be guest starring on the 300th episode of CSI. In the episode, the CSI team will use forensic evidence to discover what killed Jason Priestley's career. From the United States and abroad, Los Angeles was founded this week in 1781. It's not easy putting 232 candles on a birthday cake. Just ask Betty White. The annual Redhead Convention took place in the Netherlands over the weekend. This year's theme, look out, it's the sun! Dennis Rodman headed back to North Korea for another friendly visit with Kim Jong-un. Seems kind of crazy that he would stay friends with such an odd egomaniac, but, well, I don't know. Kim Jong-un has his reasons. And, finally, a company in Arizona is making pot vending machines. They look like regular vending machines, only with dreads. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.